Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Mem Aleph. That takes us from the third perek into the fourth perek. So we're going to start now with the fourth perek. Let's see the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth perek. So the Mishnah, Misha Itziu Nochrim a ruach ro, ein le ela dalad amis. Right, this is a halacha concerning the tchum Shabbos. Right, we know every person has a tchum. Tchum we'll see is made up of mekoymoi, his place itself, which is dalad amis, and then after that we count the tchum. It could be that we'll see a larger area which is considered dalad amis, but that's the general rule, right? So the Mishnah now if a person's only allowed to walk that distance, can't walk out of that distance. If a person somehow finds himself out of his tchum, so that's what the Mishnah over here is gonna be discussing. Misha hitziuhu nochrim. Nochrim took him out of his tchum. And he finds himself on Shabbos outside of his tchum. He was taken out against his will. A ruach ro, or ruach ro, something got into him. Rashi says, "Shenichnes boy shade v'nitchva daitai." Shade got into him. He was not in control at the time. He walked out. All right. Again, this is yotza in a. For a reason which was beyond his control. Nevertheless, in le el dalad amis, he only has dalad amis. He's out of the tchum. He only has dalad amis. Not more than that. Hichziru ki lo yotza. If this involuntary reason, which brought him out, ended up bringing him back in, the din is ki lo yotza. It's as if he didn't leave, and once again he retains his tchum. Zokt Mishnah weiter, Heilichul Iracheres. Let's say that when he was taken out for the above reason, against his will, he ended up in a different city. Or else, Nasnu Bidira Bisar, he was put into a corral, some kind of fenced in area, an area that has a hekaf, a mechitza around. Say that he could walk the entire area, even though he's outside of his tchum. And we mentioned before at the beginning of the mission, outside of tchum, that you only have dalad amis. However, this is the halacha that we'll see. We have maybe passed this in the past, that an area which is mukaf mechitzas has a chashivas of dalad amis. And therefore, even though he's only given dalad amis, but this entire area, which is surrounded by mechitza, is viewed as dalad amis, and therefore he could walk the whole thing. That's Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Mazar Yeshita. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiva, mainly ela dalad amis. They argue and they say, no, he only has dalad amis. Now, what this machlokes is that we'll see later in the Gemara when we get up to that. Let's see the Mishnah further. Maisa Shabo Mipal Nadrisin. A story went as follows, that they were coming from a certain place. Yehifligas Finasim Bayam. And the boat, they were traveling by boat. And the boat made its way into the heart of the sea. So what happened was that they went out of their tchum, right? When Shabbos came, they were within the city limits, and as the boat traveled, so it took them outside of the tchum. They walked the entire boat. This is their sheet before, even though they were outside of the tchum, but since they were in an area which was hukuf, a boat. It has mechitzas around it. Therefore, they were able to walk the entire thing, even though it was more than dalad amis. But we view that area as dalad amis. Rabbi Kiva leizos midal ames. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, they didn't move from the dal ames. They wanted to be machmir on themselves. Right, we'll see again later in the Gemara what the issue over here. Right, over here there's a chumrah we're talking about. Right, before they seem to have asked the Medina. Another situation, it was the opposite situation that they landed, the boat came to the port after Shabbos. So there was a question. We'll see. The people were concerned that they hadn't reached the tchum of the ear by the time Shabbos came. Are we allowed to come down out of the boat? Right, I was looking through my telescope and seeing that at the time when it was the Ben Hashmash, the time that the Kniya Shvisa will be within the city limits or not. If we, since being that we were in the Tchum, so we had das to be Kniya Shvisa as the Bnei Ha'ir, so we had the Tchum of the year. Let's see the Gemara over here. I think the second piece of Gemara, that's what we have to see over here. But after the two dots, you see the Gemara, we're two lines up, right, from the narrow lines of Gemara. Om Rav Nachman Mashmuel. Rav Nachman says over a member in the name of Shmuel follows, Yotz Ladas Enle Ela Arba Amis. If a person goes out with knowledge, he goes out with Bemezid. Right? The case is in the mission talking about he went out against his will. Let's say he goes out knowingly. Knowingly he goes out. Now when we say knowingly, right, we'll see. You know, this means be'isr, right? This means be'isr. As opposed to in certain situations where a person is mutter, right, it's mutter for a person to go out, then that has the same dinim as the mitzvunocha. Zoti moro. Yosel das eli laba amis. Fek moro pshita. That's simple. Hashto mishay tzu nochmel eli ela dal amis. Now that it says in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says the first line of the Mishnah. If he's taken out against his will, you know, has dal amis. Is yosel das me boy? Is any question that if he went out, definitely not any better if he went out. If he did something against the halacha, so what is Shmuel coming to say? That's the first question. Pshita. Right? If Shmuel is saying what we think he's saying, then he's not telling us anything, because that we could have taken out of the Mishnah with a kal v'chomer. Ela ema chaza ladas ein el dal ramis. Not must have been that the member that Rav Nachman said of b'shem Shmuel was referring to if he's chaza ladas, if he comes back, he's out of the tchum. He's out of the tchum, and he's really not supposed to only stay in his dal ames. Not supposed to walk back into the tchum. However, chozer ladas, let's say he comes back with knowledge. Again, he's doing something that's aser. Ein ela dal ames. He doesn't have dal ames. Right? This already. The Mishnah talks about if he's brought back in a way which is against his will. The Mishnah says Kilula Yotze. Shmuel over here is telling us something which doesn't explicitly say in the Mishnah, that let's say he walks back when he shouldn't have, then the halacha is he doesn't get his tchum. Ein ela dal ramis. He only has dal ramis. So that doesn't say that explicitly in the Mishnah. However, the Gemara asks Honami Tanina. That we also could take out of the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says, "Hechziru nochrim ki ilu lo yotze." The Mishnah tells us that when is it that when he goes back, it's as if he didn't leave; he retains his tchum. That's only when hechziru nochrim. Hechziru nochrim huhudik ki ilu lo yotze. We could be medayik from over there. Then only because he was brought back against his will, that's why he once again back, gets back his old tchum. But it's a clear dig from the Mishnah itself that if even if the Nachum took him out, but if he went back when he wasn't supposed to, so he's not going to retain, not going to get back his tchum that he had. And even though he's back into his city, but he's limited to Dalet Amos.
I thought in his city he could walk more than Dalet Amos. He's in his city. Why is he limited to Dalet Amos?
He went outside the tchum. He left his tchum.
No, but originally, the truth is that
what you're saying right now is a question. When we say Dalet Amos, what do we mean? Do we mean Dalet Amos, and he can't make use of the hekif, right? Or not? That, we'll get to that in a minute. That's a question. In
well,
the Mishnah, what this
I
means?
The city in the Mishnah was not mukaf. I guess I don't know.
The city in the Mishnah was not mukaf.
Yeah.
Well, you saw the Rashi. Rashi actually says very clearly.
The second city was. That's what I thought. The second city.
Only the second city, but not the first city?
I mean, that was, again, that's my reading of it. Because in other words, when he went to the second city, why could he go?
I mean, you had that question,
yeah.
That why only Dalet Amos? Must be that the first city wasn't hukuf. That's what you assume. Now I understand why you assume that. Right? Okay, well, we'll see. Hopefully we'll get to that. We'll see. There's a question in the Mishnah about that. Okay, so right now, Dalet Amos, what Dalet Amos means, whether it means, only Dalet Amos or means the category of Dalet Amos, that we'll see better. But Akapanim, let's talk about the entire Tchum, right? That's what we want. Do you have 2,000 Amos? That's really the question that we're dealing with right now. On that, the Gemara right now is saying that he goes back to the city, but if he goes back Ladas, that means he intentionally walks back when he shouldn't have. That Shmuel said that he doesn't get back his old tchum, let's say the 2,000 Amos. That he doesn't get back. Now, that the Gemara is asking right now that also we could take out of the Mishnah with a simple dig from the Mishnah. So again, that Shmuel's not telling us any news over here. That's already, anyone who learns the Mishnah properly could say that. That's what the Gemara just asked now. So again, that can't be what Shmuel came to tell us. Elo. Or it says, rather, this is what he must have been mechadish. Elo Emo, Yotza Ladas, such a case. Let's say originally he walks out purposely, right? Not with knowledge, he walks out of his tchum. And now v'hechziru nochrem. Now against he's put back against his will. Enlo Enloy Elo Dalet Amos. This case is something that that Shmuel is telling us that we would know from the Mishnah. And that the Gemara asks, Hanami Tanina, well, that we could also derive from the Mishnah. Hoytziyu v'hechziru ki lo yotza. Hoytziyu v'hechziru hu de ki lo yotza. The Mishnah would imply, the Mishnah talked about a case where both going out and being brought back in were against his will. And that's what the Mishnah says, ki lo yotza, that he gets back his entire tchum. So you can redag from over there. But as long as there is one intentional going here, either going out or going back in, then he doesn't get back his tchum. So the Gemara says as follows: Mal the same with Stalin Katanya. Gemara says no. This last thing the Gemara says is that we do need Shmuel to tell us this, because as far as the Mishnah is concerned, I might not have known to put the two things together. Meaning to say, to make both the going out and the going back in, the condition that you get back your tchum is only if it's done against his will. I would have learned the Mishnah Litzdom. Litzdom means that we split the Mishnah, that the first part is not the second part of the Mishnah is not a continuation of going back on the first part, which is as follows. Mi shahitzi uhu nachrim. I would think like this. Misha haitziyu nochrim, that he was taken out against his will, b'chaz ladas, and he went back inside, ein le'ela dalet amos. He only has dalet amos. He came back over here with intention. He b'mezid, he came back. Aval yotzu ladas, v'hechziruhu nochrim, but in such a case, where he was Yotza Ladas, but he was placed back against his will, that's ki'ula yotza. But in that case, maybe it's ki'ula yotza, kamash malon. Meaning to say that the way we originally learned the Mishnah, and therefore the Gemara thought that Shmuel wasn't telling us, because that the Mishnah says, Haitziu nochrim, and hechziru, ki'ula yotza, that would seem to give the condition that you need that he should be an einis, both going out and coming back in. Matimura says that there could have been an understanding to learn the Mishnah that the Hechziru doesn't necessarily go back on that first case. So if it doesn't go back, that means that there's a different ending to that case. So when the Mura says, Mishaitsu Nochrim, this is how the Mishnah starts. Mishaitsu Nochrim Vachozar, that the coming back over there is Ladas. Since he came back into the Tchum, the coming back into the Tchum was against what was Shalai Kedin, he did it improperly. That's when the Mishnah says, Ein Ladar Amis. However, Yotz Ladas, V'hechziru Nochrim, Ki LaYotz, when the Mishnah says, Ki Ilu LaYotz, I could have learned the Mishnah that the beginning of the case, of this is a new case, Hechziru, they brought him back. How did he go out? That might have been even if he went out Ladas, as long as he ended up back in against his will. If he ended up back in the Tchum,
forcibly.
Against, it wasn't his decision. He wasn't doing an Isser over here, so maybe he does get back his Tchum. On that, that's why I need Shmuel to tell us this. And Shmuel really is telling us how to properly read the Mishnah. Of course, at the end of the day, Shmuel's memory is the explanation of the Mishnah itself. But what the Gemara is saying is that without Shmuel, just coming from the Mishnah itself, I could have learned the Mishnah otherwise, and I wouldn't have known the proper halacha. That's why it is necessary for Shmuel to tell me this halacha. But in truth, today, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. One who properly knows the Mishnah, right? After you learn the Mishnah properly, there's nothing else to talk about. But Shmuel, his chiddush over here is how to learn the Mishnah. Now,
why does the Gemara say Yotzal Adas? He went out intentionally. Vechziru Nochrim Kiilu Lo Yotzal. It's why doesn't the Mishnah, the Gemara say Kiilu Lo Yotzal Adas? He went out intentionally. Vechziru Nochrim Kiilu Lo Chazar. He went out intentionally.
Kiilu Yotzal means as if he didn't leave. He's back. And we look as if he never left. Just like if he never left, he definitely would retain his tchum. That's what Kila Yotza means. Right? The fact that he was out at one point and he was coming from a place where he wasn't supposed to come, that we don't look at that at all. Kila Yotza, right? That's what Kila Yotza means.
But why doesn't the Gemara say Kila Lo Chazar, and then he doesn't retain his tchum because Yotza Ladas?
Well, that's the halacha, right? I mean, the halacha the Mishnah says, you know, we can't ask that halacha should be different because that's what the halacha is. The halacha is kila yotza, right? That is the halacha the Mishnah tells us. Kila yotza means that he retains his old chum. The question in the Gemara just is that what is the full case over there? That's what the Gemara is discussing. He's definitely coming back against his will. Right. Right, but how did he leave? That's the question.
He went out with
him. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara. This is the question. The Gemara had to read the Mishnah. Right. Is this case going back on the first part of the Mishnah, which tells us that he went out against his will, or is it not going back on the first part of the Mishnah? And however he got out, that's no conditions. As long as he ended up getting back against his will, that's the question in the Gemara over here. But definitely the halacha in this part of the Mishnah is that he retains his tchum. Right. That's what the Gemara says. And that's what we said. That's what we need the memory of Shmuel for, to direct us to the proper reading of the Mishnah, that the beginning of the Mishnah is actually the beginning of this case of the Sefer. The Sefer, when he was put back against his will, that he has his Tchum once again. That's only in the case that the Mishnah started with of Haitziu Nochrim. Now I guess it's worth it just to raise the question. This is a little in the mechanics over here to understand How does this work? How does this work? When in the situation where he's back in his city and he does not have his tchum, which according to Maskonas HaGemara is, that's as long as one way, either going out or coming back in, is being done with intention, then he does not get back his tchum. Now, how do we understand such a thing? Right? What's the basis of this lach? He doesn't get back his tchum. Is this some kind of gzeira over here? That's what it is. Is that because, I mean, he was shobas there. That's his tchum. You know, he's out of his tchum. You know, it still remains the tchum. He's out of his tchum, so he can't walk. But why should what his tchum change if he happens to get back into his tchum? Right? Where does this isser come from? So do we understand over here that it's really some kind of knas? That's what this halacha over here is, or there's some kind of intrinsic halacha over here that he loses his tchum. A person could actually lose his tchum, and once he loses his tchum, so as if he wasn't kohen shvi'is. I mean, the halacha definitely is if a person. We'll see what the cases are, right? But if a person for some reason he was never kohen shvi'is in a certain place, so he doesn't have a tchum for that Shabbos. So this halacha over here, maybe we could understand. We'll have to know what the basis of this and where this comes from. But it's possible that he taka loses his tchum. You know, it's not stama knas that we don't allow you to utilize your tchum, but there's a way to actually lose your tchum. You lose your tchum, and therefore when he's coming back, he might have been in the place where he was originally kohen shvi'isa, but the tchum became bottom. And so this we have to bring proofs to one way or the other to understand how this thing works. But we're not going to go into this right now. I want to focus on the question that was raised over here before. Let's remind ourselves of a tesis that we had before on Daf Chof Tes, as we were learning that Gemara over there. In this sugya, Derech Agav, really as a side thing, this issue came in. If you remember over here, the Gemara over here was talking about what things you could use to make your Erev. Oh, yeah. So the Gemara says like as follows. There's a brayso over here on the bottom. It's like five lines from the bottom. I'm Omar Shim ben Elozer. Rav Shimon says, "Pamachas shavas Rav Meir ba'adisko." One time, Rav Meir was for Shabbos. He stayed in the city. Ubo adam echad lefonav, and a person came to him. Omar lo Rebbe, erafti bevitzolim litfoin. He said that I made an eruv tchumim and I used bitzolim. I used onions. And he relied on this eruv in order to come from where he ever came into this place.
What's
Latinian? It's the name of a place. Oh. And the Meir Paskin, that the Bitsom that you used was not good. You did not have an Erev. And therefore, your Tchum, you didn't adjust your Tchum. Your Tchum was wherever you started from. And you actually are out of your Tchum right now. So, don't walk out of your Dal Amas right now where you are. That's what he told him. That's what happened over here. Now, this Tosis over here talks about. Tosis says like this. Tosis first starts off saying, Chutz li'ir hoya. Zog Tosis that we must have been talking about that when he went to ask the Shiloh to the mayor, he was not in the city itself. The be'ir hoya m'halchas kula, kidar misha itziyu. So he says that if Rav Meir would have been in the city at the time when he asked him the Shaila on Shabbos, so why did he limit him just to Dalet Amos? I mean, the Dalet Amos over here is definitely Dalet Amos, a real Dalet Amos. Why did he limit him to Dalet Amos? You know, why don't you have the entire city, right? a city that the mission, the Mishnah tells us that a place which is Mukov is Kedal Amis. So that test said, you're right, if he would have been in the city, he would have had Dal Amis. Now
he would have had the whole city.
He would have had the whole city, right. Right. Now, one thing you see over here, by the way, is like this, is that we had, there are really three levels of cases. Right? You have a case in the Mishnah where he was taken out against his will. Nochrim, Ruach Ro. Then on the other side, you have someone who deliberately walks out. I know I'm not allowed to do it, but I need to go there. I'm going. Right? Now, what about a shoygig? Right? Someone who's mistaken. This case over here really was a shoygig. Right? That he was under the assumption, probably, Bitzolim. That Bitzolim was good. He made his Eruv. So it's hard to consider this amazing over here. This is probably a shoygig. But you see from over here that nevertheless, this also has the same as a Yotzul Adas. He did something, you know, against the din. Whether it was amazing or shoygig, it was against the din. And Oynes is something which you're not responsible at all for. So that's what Tosis over here is dealing with this case. And Tosfos says that, yeah, definitely he would have the whole city. We're talking about he's outside the city. Right, Tosfos says something, that we'll have to see fully when we see the rest of the Mishnah, but a second possibility, Tosfos says, now we'll see. I mean, Tosfos talks about such a thing about shegim between over here, but I want to get to the end of Tosfos. So let's follow through. Tosfos says like this: the ein loymer, right? This is an ein loymer. Tosfos says, don't say this following explanation why he only had dal ramis. The ein loymer mishum der meir konis shegig atum. Don't tell me that Reb Meir made a knas. That means at this point in Tosfos, it would seem to be that the halacha of Mezid is that you don't have the full city, and on that he's thinking to say that maybe there's a difference between shegig and Mezid. However, Reb Meir is kindness shegig to Mezid. Tosfos says this va'oid, kiven lechashbin and kol ir ka'aba amis, afil b'mezid nami mahalech es kula. This Tosfos over here says another reason why this plan that Tosfos wanted to say is not true, because Tosfos says that even a mezid, the kiven lechashbin and kol ir ka'aba amis, afilu b'mezid nami mahalach es kulo. This is what you were mentioning before, that being that the locha is the ir kol ir is kedal amis. So therefore, even if someone comes back, goes out, b'mezid, he also has his Dal Amis. Meaning to say like this, you know, it would seem to be like this over here. That really, really, the question over here is like this, is that this concept that an ear or an eri which is Mukav Mechitzis, it's considered Dal Amis, does that have anything to do with Tchum? With being kind of shvisa in that area, or that's an intrinsic halacha that the mokum which is mukov is always viewed as dal ramis. So whenever you have dal ramis, it follows that if you're in an area which is mukov, that place is considered dal ramis. So you'll have the entire area. Tosfos over here is saying like that, and this is probably what you were coming from. Is that, you know, it seems to follow that the din of dal ramis is extended to an area which is mukuf. So as long as it's mukuf, it has din daramis. The person always has daramis, even if you walk out the mezid. So if you find yourself in an area which is mukuf, you have daramis. You have the entire area because it's choshku daramis. That's what this Tosfos is saying. Like you were saying, there's the Rosh on this piece of Gemara also brings from the Ram. That means
Rambam versus Rafi?
That he usually refers to Reb Meir Meir Rotenberg, who's one of the Rebbeim of the Rosh. If you look in the Rosh over here, the beginning of the fourth perek, the Rosh, right after the Mishnah, right? The Rosh starts quoting the Mishnah. The Rosh says, "Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Yotz Ledas, Afal Pi Shachzru Nochem Ein Le'Ele Dal Rames." V'Kol Shekein Im Yotz Ledas V'Chos Ledas Shein Le'Ele Dal Rames. The Rosh quotes a halacha: if you went out Ledas and he came back Ledas, he only has Dal Rames. On that he says, "V'Kasa Rabbeinu Meirzal." The whole here like a Dal Rames. Yeah, the entire city is the Dal Rames. You don't have a Rosh over here. Yeah. The entire city is considered Dal Rames. Umahalach is kulo. Now, so far, it sounds like he's saying, like this Tosfos, that, like we mentioned before, that this is a halacha which a person always has Dal Rames, and the entire Mokamuka of the place that's surrounded with Mechitz is Dal Rames. But then he adds something else over here. He says, Kivan Sheshov Azbo Ben Ashmoshes. Right? He says, the reason why when he comes back, he has the din, the entire city will be like Dal Rames, is since he was Shovas De Ben Ashmoshes. Right? So we see from over here, according to the way the Ram over here says, it seems to be like this, that on the one hand he is saying, like Tosfos is saying, that he has the entire ear, the entire city, but he seems to relate this to the fact that he was Shovas there, meaning to say that, let's say a person walks out of his city, bemazed it into another city, he definitely wasn't Shovas over there, so it would seem from according to the way where the Ram is saying that over there he would not have the entire Dal Rames. The case of Tosfos is talking about, he definitely wasn't Shovas in the city, right? He made Nerev, he walked to the other city, and you know, he thinks he's okay. He asks the Rav about his Bitzom, he finds that's no good. And over there, Tosfos says that he has the entire city. Right? Even though he definitely wasn't Shovas there. The Ram over here is talking about the case of a person goes out and comes back. And over there he says that even though you don't have your 2,000 Amos, the halacha is that you're in the Ela Dal Rames, but the Dal Rames that we're talking about includes the whole city, because the you still have the halacha that the entire city is considered Kedal Rames, Kivan Sheshavas. Now this already needs a little explanation, right? You know, Monoshach, does he have his tchum or not have his tchum? Because he's saying the only reason why you have the whole city as Dal Rames is Kivan Sheshavas. That means that we're giving him what he has because he was Shava, so he seems to be retaining his Mokum Shvisa. On the other hand, he doesn't have the Tchum. So, I mean, it would seem from the way the Ram is saying that this is a Knas. So if it's a Knas, so, you know, the Knas could be that, well, the extended Tchum, the 2,000 Amos, wasn't, you know, that's the Ged of this Halacha. On Amazing, we take away, you know, his 2,000, but we give him the Dal Rames, right? So that means intrinsically his Shvisa is really Kayim. But Chazal didn't allow him to use it. So then, if that's true, so, you know, Chazal could set up exactly what they want to ask him, what not to ask him. But were it to be that by going out, amazing, you lose your Tchum, so what does it help me that he was Shavas? And that's what the Ram is saying. Since he was Shavas in this city, that's why I will view the whole city as Dal Rames. I mean, he lost it. He lost it. So it seems to be over here that he didn't intrinsically lose it. It's a din. Chazal didn't allow him to use his tchum, and that they only focused on the 2,000 Amma part. But whatever is considered within the Dal Rames, that they let him to use. Now he goes to bring a raya from the Gemara.
Excuse me. So if he wasn't Shavas Ben Ashmosus in that ear,
right,
then he wouldn't have the whole ear?
Yeah, that's what it seems to be from the Ram.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
That's always true.
And the ear is considered like Dal Rames.
I mean, it's not so simple because the Tosfos on Daf Chavtes we saw says not like that, and I think that's really where you understood originally. You understood originally that it goes hand in hand, that Daled Amos, Mokum Mukuf, is Daled Amos. That's the halacha, right? Being that it's contained, so we view that as one place.
The whole
now, if that's true, so it shouldn't be dependent on being Shavas Day. We know the halacha is a person walks out, right? Taloch is, he has Daled Amos over there, right? In the middle of, you know, right? In the middle of the desert, he has Daled Amos. So if it happens to be that there's a hekif there, if there's a mechitza, if there's a partition going around, so he'll have that entire area. That's what we would have thought, and that's what Tosfos on the Chavtes says. But we're being medayik over here from the Ram that the Rosh is bringing over here, that it's not like that. It's not just because, you know, it always falls hand in hand. It's only because he was Shavas there. So it would seem to be that if he walked out into an area where he wasn't Shavas, then he wouldn't have the entire area. He would have just a simple Daled Amos.
Just two things. I'm a Tosfos, right? First of all, the Mishnah says that in the case where Halichuhu Aleir Acheres, there we have the discussion if he's allowed to walk in the whole city. So isn't that pretty mafurish that if he went Ladas, that he wouldn't be allowed the whole city? Right.
This is a machlekes, right? Machas kibushon in the Daled Amos. Right. Well, let me hear again. What was the question?
Again, the case of the Mishnah discusses where he was forcibly taken out and brought into another city.
Right.
Then we have a machlokas. Does he have the whole city or not have the whole city? But I mean, clearly, like the Gemara and the Reisha was a medayik that's specifically if it was Bal Korcha, but if it was Midas, then clearly he would be contained to the four.
Why don't we have the same diik over here that Reb Lozman Azayim? Okay, so we'll see. We'll see over here. I mean, there is a question over here as far as who the mission is coming to say a chiddush in. Right. We'll see. I mean, there's a.
Well,
The Rambam, I'll tell it like this. The Rambam over here says as follows. Yotzo chos tetchum, afa pishu chosu shalei ledas, ein le'ela arba amas. V'cheinim yotzo chos tetchum ledas, Afal pi shehu b'seich v'shus ha'yochid ein le'ele arba amas. The Rambam is clearly arguing on, let's say, the Tosfos on Daf Chavtes, right? Now, the Rav HaMagid over here says,
sorry, what's the
sheet of Tosfos on Chavtes? Tosfos says that if you find yourself in out of your tchum, this that you have, Daled Amos, will include any mokum mokum, a city, you have the whole Daled Amos.
It's hekev.
Right.
Now the Rambam is
arguing on that directly. Okay. The Rambam says over here that if a person is yotzo chus tchum l'das, Even though he's in an area which is surrounded, right? He's clearly saying, right, you don't have the whole area, you only have the Dalai Lamas. Right?
Again, does he mean Dalai Lamas? I don't know.
No, because he's talking about you're in the Dir Vesar, right?
He means Dalai Lamas, right?
Very clear in the Rambam. Now the Rav of Magid says that the Rambam's Raya is from what you just said. He says, nearly Shiyotz L'Rabbeinu Zeh. The Rav Magid says, where did the Rambam know this? Mimasha Amro B'Mishnah Halichu Nosnu Uvohohu Damrinon the Savri Amliya Rebbe Lezer Mahalachiz Kulo. That's where they argue. Hoyotz L'Das, but it's Mduif in the Mishnah. Afilu Inhu Moidu. There, even there Moidu, that you don't have the Dal Ramas. But now he says like this. He says, "Dei la ashmi inon koychei the Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, the Asri." That maybe no. Maybe even if a person is Yotzal Adas, if you, according to these sheets that you have that Ramas, in other words, that it's lav dafka. Maybe you always have that Ramas. But the Chiddush, the Mishnah's coming to say a Chiddush. In Rabbi Lazar Yeshua, that they say even though it was against your will, you don't have Dalai Lamas, right? So that would be possibly to be madche, right? And that's like probably what Tosis is going to do. Right? And as we have a case in the Mishnah over here, is a machlekes. He's put into a dir v'sar, a mokum mukuf, and there's a machlekes whether he has the whole area or he has Dalai Lamas or not. Now that case is talking about against his will. Right? Now what could we be medayik from there if he went on his own accord?
So for sure that he wouldn't have.
For sure.
If against his will he doesn't have, then for sure if he went with his will then he shouldn't have it.
Right. That's according to those that he doesn't have it. But according to those that he does have it, right? Possibly we could be medayik that he has the entire area only because he went shalei ledas. But if he went ledas, then he doesn't have that. Right, so that's the question in that Mishnah over there, whether there is what to be medayik. The Rav Magid is saying from the Rambam was medayik, like you're saying, not like Tosfos on Daf Chav Tes, that the Mishnah definitely is coming to tell me the koyach de Torah, the chiddush of the Mishnah is on those who are matir, and if the chiddush of the Mishnah is in the matir, and the Mishnah tells us that the heter is in the case of against your will, so yesh ledayik that. And if it was done ladas, then you wouldn't have the heter, like you're saying. And I think that's where the Rambam's coming from. But you see, Toich Dvorov, that there is a way to be madcha such a raya by saying that no, that maybe the Mishnah is coming to tell me the chiddush of those who aser, and they said that even though it was against his will, still you only have Dal Ramas, right? And Kosher Kain. But it could be that maybe that's the whole machlokes over there, right? I'm sorry. Those who say that he has Dal Ramas or don't make any difference between whether it's Ladas or not Ladas, right? You know, everyone holds that it all has one din, right? That's the question over. Can you be medayik from there or not, right? So that's what Tosfos on Daf Chav Tes is going to learn that as far as those who are matir, it's lav dafka. The heter is based on the fact that it was shalei ledas. Even the das, you would have the heter because you always have your Dal Ramas. And the chiddush of the Mishnah over here is that those sheetahs will hold that you don't have Dal Ramas even though you went out against your will.